Okay, today we're beginning the fourth parak of Maseches Kelim, parak Dal Mishnah Aleph. HaCheres Ein Yochel Lamed Mei Ozno. If you have a broken piece of cheres that's not able to stand on its own because the handle makes it makes the weight uneven, so it just falls over. Oshay Bo Chidud VaChidud Machriyo, or it's just got a sharp point at the bottom instead of a flat bottom, so it just tips right over. Tahar, it's not going to be tamei because it can't stand on its own, so it's not a real kli. Nitlos and Nishbar Chidud. But what if that handle is broken off, so now the weight is evenly distributed, or the pointy edge at the bottom is removed, so now it can stand on its own, so tahar, so it's still going to be tahar, even though now it's able to really stand on its own, because once it lost its tumah, it's never going to be able to become tamei again. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, now it's a base kibul, so now it's a regular kli, so it can become tamei. If you have a barrel that broke, but it could still hold liquid, if you put it sideways, or the barrel is split down the middle from top to bottom, so it's like two bowls now that each can hold something. Rabbi Yehuda says those pieces are tar because they can't hold liquid in the way they were meant to hold liquid. It was meant to hold liquid standing up, but v'cham metam and l'cham say that it's still functional as a kli, as a base kibul, so therefore it's going to be tamei. Mishnah base. If you have a cheres barrel that had cracks and therefore it's very weak, and you can't carry it if it's holding a chatzikav of dried figs because it will break. Tahora it's tahar because that's the amount of food you need for a meal, and if you can't even hold that amount of food, then it's a useless kli. Gistra shenisro ve'nimakabels mashkin. If a gistra develops a crack in it and it can't hold liquids in it because they'll just go right through the cracks. Aval pishi mekabel zachlin, even though it could hold food in it, tahora she'ein shirayin la shirayin, because shirayin is not used for shirayim, meaning people don't use one broken piece to catch leaking liquid from another broken piece. They'll throw away a broken piece that leaks. So a gistra is generally used for liquids and not for solids, and people don't keep a broken piece that leaks. So it's not going to hold liquid. It's not considered a kli, even though it might still be able to hold some solid food. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you have a kli cheres that's unable to stand on its own, either because of an uneven weight distribution or because of a pointy bottom, it's going to be tahar. But then we had a machlokas. What if you remove that pointy bottom, or you remove that handle that makes it an uneven weight distribution, will it now be able to become tameh? And then we discussed that if a barrel, the bottom of a barrel broke, but it could still hold some liquid, or a barrel broke right down the middle where both sides could still hold liquid. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's tahar, and the say that it's tameh. Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is that it can hold liquid, but it can't hold liquid in its original upright position. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that if you have a cheres barrel that has cracks, it has to at least be able to hold a meal's worth of dried figs, and otherwise it's tahar. And if you have a gistra, which is a broken piece of cheres to begin with, that can't hold any mashkin, that's going to be tahar as well, because people don't use a broken piece of cheres just to catch something from another broken piece of cheres. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel.